So I finally got around to starting to write the book associated with season two of the podcast. Yes, I know I'm supposed to have the season two out in May. It's looking tight. The book and the second season is going to be about the relationship, working relationships between clients and web designers, and how the two can work better together. And one of the things that I'm going to be tackling is the kind of ongoing relationship between the web designer and the client. So you as a website owner should be hearing from your web designer fairly regularly. Your web designer should be making suggestions to you about new improvements that could be made to your website. They should also be keeping you up to date on new innovations and new techniques that are emerging that might be relevant to your website. So when was the last time you had that kind of meeting or that kind of update from your client? Sorry, from your web designer. It's not all their fault if they're not contacting you. It's partly you need to approach them and say, hey, let's have a meeting. Let's talk about what cool new stuff is going on. You need to be proactively looking to improve your website on a regular basis. So that's my challenge for you today, is to go and set up a meeting with your web designer. You might be surprised what comes out of it, what new ideas they might have that could make a real difference and a real improvement to your site. And I encourage you to do that even if you don't have budget to work on your website right now, because it's still useful to know what's going on and what's coming about. There might be something incredible on the horizon that would make a huge difference to your website and could justify finding additional budget for it. So don't just talk to your web designer when you have budget available. Make sure you're talking to them on an ongoing basis, looking for ways to improve your site.